afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. The most often asked question to any astronomer is, are we alone in the universe? Is there life out there? Now that we have several powerful telescopes, both on Earth and telescopes on man-made satellites in orbit around our planet, we are detecting more and more exoplanets, that is, planets orbiting around other stars. The news this week is of the report in the Journal of Astronomy and Astrophysics of the discovery of an Earth-sized exoplanet orbiting the star Ross 128, a dim red dwarf star just 11 light-years away. We've now detected over 3,500 planets and deduced that planets are plentiful both around other star systems and, it could be, wandering about in galaxies having broken free from the gravitational pull of their host star. So what's new about this one? Well, Ross 128b looks close to being in the so-called Goldilocks zone, where a planet is just warm enough for liquid water to exist on the surface, and this is thought to be a precondition for life as we know it. The newfound world, named Ross 128b, is the closest temperate planet known to orbit a quiet star, one that isn't prone to devastating and potentially life-obliterating bursts of radiation, and it appears to meet some of the basic requirements for habitability. The planet is slightly more massive than Earth, so it's probably a rocky world with a solid surface. The host star is much cooler and fainter than our Sun, but Ross 128b orbits it closely and quickly. A year lasts just 10 days. That's a lot of birthdays. The planet receives about 38% more radiation than Earth does, so if there's any chance of life, there will have to be a shielding atmosphere. And as yet, we can't see whether or not this exists. Ross 128b is not Earth's nearest planetary neighbour. The exoplanet Proxima b, which orbits the star next door to our Sun, is even closer than Ross 128b, just 4.2 light-years away. But its host star, a red dwarf called Proxima Centauri, produces violent flares of radiation that can strip away an atmosphere and sterilise a planet. The other striking thing about this newly found exoplanet is that it's coming towards us. Nothing in the universe stays put, and according to Nicola Astudillo de Fru, an astronomer at the University of Geneva and co-author of this study, the star's orbit through the galaxy has put it on a path toward Earth. In 71,000 years, it will become our closest neighbour, and Ross 128b will be the closest temperate planet, which makes this quite special. If you think about the advances that have been made in technology in the last 100 years, and that 100 years ago we didn't even know there were other galaxies besides our own, it's hard to imagine what Earth will really be like in 71,000 years, when Ross 128b will be closer to us than at least 4 light years. And to give you some comparison, if you want to think about how far away this planet is now at 11 light years, well, our Moon is just over 1 light second away, and our Sun is at 8 light minutes. So we have some new technologies to develop before we'll be able to visit these places. If you do fancy a trip into space, the best you can do now is to visit the Azeco Planetarium and see their show To Space and Back. The digital dome at the planetarium brings to life the extraordinary story of human ingenuity and incredible engineering that's taken place in very recent years. So who knows, it may not be too long into the future before we can take a space trip to Ross 128b. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.